For Cop Chat.
Yes.
Twice in 1 week we have Mackay Police in our studios.
And that'll be Nigel Dalton. Good morning, Sergeant.
Good morning. How are you?
Look, we're sad. I'm not going to lie, because at the end of this week, you're hanging up the hat and the handcuffs.
That's right. Walk out the station on the 2nd of April. End of 40-odd years of policing. And they've been odd in a lot of respects. Really, really not ready to go. And a lot of people are sort of saying they're going to miss me, which is really nice to hear. So, what holds in the future, I'm not quite sure, but we'll see what I'll be serving the community in some way.
Do you actually get a going away present from the police? Like, do you get to keep the handcuffs for later use?
No.
Golden watch or something, or what?
I was thinking more the handcuffs for other purposes.
Yeah, or maybe blue lights for the top of my ute.
Look, we have a laugh now, Nigel. You've been instrumental in our region. You've done so many things for our region. You've been recognised by the council as our Citizen of the Year.
Yeah.
Of all of your years and 40 years of policing, I mean, it's probably hard to point out particular things, but is there something that stands in your mind that you walk away proud of?
Yeah, I think generally I would say interaction with younger people. That early intervention with young people is so important to prevent crime. And if we don't get into schools, if we don't get into the kindies and the playgroups and so on, people start getting an image of police officers, which they might see from the media, or they might see when things go really bad in their house, and they don't trust the police. The motto I love to tell people is I would love them to run towards me and not away from me, basically because I can't run very fast. But basically, my bottom line is that I want them to come to us with problems.
Yeah.
We don't solve all the problems. We've got a lot of people on our side, partnerships, and we can actually help solve those problems. But really, we want to have connection with the younger people as they grow up, as they move into their studies or whatever they're going to be doing, whether it's a trade or whether it's being a parent or just, you know, somebody who makes my coffee.
Yeah.
Is that something you want to pursue after life in the force?
Yes, I definitely want to serve the community. I'm not going to sit back and just garden and mow lawns and that sort of stuff. I want to really be out there doing stuff. We've got a couple of irons in the fire, which may come out in the future. But I really do want to work hard at making sure our community is as safe as possible and as successful as possible.
Yeah.
We live in one of the world's best places. There's no doubt about Mackay is so blessed. We've got virtually, you know, limited unemployment. We've got difficulty getting houses to get people in here to work, but we've got such a beautiful environment to live in. So if we can get more people here, more people into houses, more people working, this region will just go gangbusters.
It may sound odd, but when you said you've had people say to you already that they're going to miss you and that kind of thing, and we don't obviously have you and Steve in the studio every week, but we do have you in quite often. But I think I'm going to miss seeing you all the time on the TV, here being heard on the radio. Like, you are an instrumental, not just that, I mean, your two children, I know, your wife, I know, like you have cemented your life into the Mackay region. So it's sad to see you go, but hopefully you're doing something that we will see you on the TV every, because we know you love a camera. We know you love a microphone.
That's why I got my son into being a cameraman.
Mate, best of luck for the future. Thank you for your service and what you've done for us here in Mackay with Sundays, and we can't thank you enough.
Well, I know it's going to be left in good hands. Steve will be doing the same sort of job. Yep. He's different to me. There's no doubt about it.
He is very different.
He is very different, yeah. Okay, well, it's in pretty good hands. And he'll probably keep in touch with me a little bit, and we'll work together probably in the future in some way.
Nigel, a word of advice, go for the board shorts, not the budgie smugglers, okay?
When you're swimming. And we have to bring up too the wolf fat. So apparently you're going to be doing some swimming in the future, and we had special guest Chloe on the show with us earlier this week.
Yeah.
Swam the English Channel 44 times, uses wolf fat. Now, we recommend that you don't put that on your body.
I'm doing an open water swim in Darwin in May. Should I try it? Do crocodiles like
it?
No, that's buffalo. they like buffalo.
You'll break your personal best. You'll be swimming so fast with those things on your tail, I'm telling you. Nigel, as always, mate, good to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.